Welcome back to the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner on KNIA. Indianola Boys Cross Country qualifies as a two-state as a team, joined by head coach Kevin Barnes. Coach, it's been a couple years since the team qualified. How big is it to see this group of young guys be able to overcome that and top that hurdle and make that big step?
Yeah, it's a really big deal. We used to go every year. We strung together a long list of those team qualifiers, and you know, things happen. Different athletes come in. COVID happened. The next thing you know, it hasn't been since 2016. So that's crazy for me and Coach Garrels, I know. To put it back on these athletes I have now, they are amazing. I knew they were amazing from the beginning of the year. We felt it would be really difficult for us not to achieve the goal of getting to state as a team, and we had some hurdles, but they came together at the right time, and we're firing on all cylinders again, so it was awesome.
We'll talk about some of those hurdles coming up, but I know me and you had talked over the last couple of years, this current junior class, when they were freshmen, came in and set a new standard. I mean, you just knew that the guys, this group would be one of the groups that would lead them to state. How have you tried to work over that over the last couple of years?
No, it's been awesome, first of all, to work with them, because you're exactly right on all fronts. We knew their mentality, their friendship, their ability to sharpen steel with steel on each other was fantastic. So that was probably the easier part, is maybe just watching them mature and get them to the point where they could achieve the goals that they wanted to have. And then just to add on to that, there was a big group of now sophomores that came in the very next year that we, Coach Garrels and I, looked at each other and went, oh boy, we're in good shape, because those guys were all friends with them too. And it just was just big group that was just going to achieve stuff. And they are, and they're going to achieve stuff next year too.
When I interviewed them, all they talked about was, we want to run as a pack. We want to run as one. We know Reed's probably going to be out in front, but the rest of us, if we can push each other, we can go out and place very high at state.
Yeah, that is what they need to do. Put Reed where he's going to be, try and get up there in that all-state top 15, and then our group runners really 2 through 7, because they're, I mean, sheesh, even Owen Welling so close to Sam yesterday. That 2 through 7's just got to have a tight spread. And if that spread can be up in a spot where they're capable of running, we will be very tough.
Talk about those hurdles. It just felt like no one was ever 100% around the same time. Everyone was dealing with something throughout the course of the season. There was one meet, really, where everybody got a chance to show up, and the rankings reflected that. And those guys said they got a lot of confidence from that, because it's not easy to just say we're only running 3 of our top 7 at some of these meets.
Yeah, yes, absolutely. It was a blessing to have Marshalltown early in the season. We knew we'd run well there. If they ever run the state meet at Marshalltown, look out. We'll be in good shape. So I was not shocked to be up there and see that. I was shocked at their performance. It was an impressive performance. But then just like that, boom. You know, Jake, super talented freshman, Jake Rubidoux, you know, he had a little hitch in the giddy up, and we did everything we could to get that corrected and be conservative, knowing we don't have to race him a lot. That was our biggest challenge. And I think right away, I sat down with Coach and Jim, his father, and it's like, what's our long-term goal? Let's get him, make sure he's 100% by districts if we can, and then the state meet. And that's what we achieved. So through therapy, some different training, that was the biggest hurdle. Isaiah going off to Mexico, we managed that one fine. And so to further answer your question, it was easy in some regards to not always go full steam. When the guys aren't always up for, you know, you got your best effort at every meet, at every week, it can start to weigh heavily on the shoulders. So we didn't have to worry about that. We knew the meets where we would try and look good, and the other meets we would drain through. And they adapted that mentality, and it worked.
I know, again, for a group of younger guys, I mean, the varsity team, no seniors on there, it's not always easy to work through performances where, like conference, where they were disappointed by their finish. And I know that they weren't full strength at that one, but it's hard to see you not up near at the top and still push through.
Yeah. And so what we try and do is we try and just keep going back to what are the positives and where are we at? And I always try and remind them, how many of you are hurt? How many of you are sick? How's the training going? Simple questions sometimes to go back to and say, and really, aside from Jake's giddy up, which we couldn't prevent anyway. Everyone's been healthy and everyone has been persevering and training well. And so let's focus on those things and we will be fine. We will be fine.
Strategies for Fort Dodge. You know that they've seen the course. You're very familiar with the course. How do you want to approach it? Like, I know the girls, when I interviewed them, nobody's getting significantly faster. What you can focus on is some of the fundamentals and the tricks of the course.
Yeah. For us, I'm gonna take a real close look at it like I always do. I want to see, you know, the final results from the districts a little more closely. I always build a spreadsheet to look at. Just off the top of my head, Reed, of course, we have goals for him. You know, we'd love to see him in the top 15. He's had an amazing season, best season by an Indian all-cross country runner ever, period, end of story. And back to your initial thing, if we can take and put two through seven in a big clump, and that clump can run, say, in the 25 to 40 range for scoring, because there'll be some individuals pulled out, we're going to be just fine.
And then finally, this group talked a lot about they're not focused on the future, but it's on the back of their minds knowing that this group is returning for next year, and that just gives them more fuel knowing that whatever they achieve now, they're going to have to try and beat next year and maybe the years beyond.
Yeah, that makes me feel good because that's exactly how I look at it also. So it feels like no pressure situation here. Let's go up and steal a place up there. Let's steal something that people don't think we can and achieve. Because next year we know what we're going to achieve. So, yeah, that's what we're going to do.
Thank you very much for joining us. Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner on KNIA Indianola Boys Cross Country. Head Coach Kevin Barnes.